The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines, and we want to welcome our Facebook Live audience that will be coming on today. It is Friday. It is the 4th of July weekend coming up this weekend, tomorrow and the rest of this weekend. It is July 3rd. It is approximately about 3:24. We'll round this off to about 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. We want to welcome all of our podcast audience as well, our YouTube audience. If this is your first time joining us via Facebook Live or by YouTube, please let us know below in the comments section if this is your first time or you're new to the broadcast. As always, I'd love to be able to acknowledge that you're new, and we, of course, welcome you to the podcast and to the Facebook broadcast and YouTube as well. Today, I'm not going to be dealing with anything prophetic per se, but I'm going to be dealing with what I believe is relevant to everyone. Either you've been in this position, you're in this position, or you're about to embark into this. This is really a devotional message that I have walked out personally over the past 3 weeks. As many of you know, my family and I and our ministry is in a transitional period right now, where we have moved from one state, which was up north in the Indiana region, and we have moved down south to a much warmer and more humid climate, which is here in the middle of Georgia, in Monroe, Georgia. We are excited about this in this new adventure that we are embarking in. But one thing that we begin to get a reality check of real quick is that this experience, anytime any of us begin to endeavor in something, we're going to walk out a process. And that's what I want to talk about today. And I believe this is going to be relevant for somebody. I don't think it's just me today that's just talking about my testimony or talking about what I'm going through today. But I believe somebody's going to be listening to this broadcast. Somebody's going to be tuning in either via live by Facebook right now or by the replay of YouTube or listening by podcast, that you're going to relate to this. You're going to be saying, Brother Ricky, my family and I am going through this right now. So having said that, I want to talk about pursue, press, and possess. Pursue, press, and possess. And what this is all foreshadowed in the book of Exodus. You had the children of Israel who they were given a promise. They were given even though they were in bondage, they were in slavery, they were in hardship, they were in hard times, they didn't see any way out, they didn't see how it was going to get any better, they had a promise. They had a promise that a deliverer was coming, a deliverer was going to rise up, a deliverer was going to set them free from their bondage, from their slavery, and he was going to bring them out of the hardship, bring them out of the hard times, and bring them into what we know as, and the Bible defines as, the promised land. So having said that, this was where they pursued. They pursued. In fact, they pursued for 400 years. There was a pursuit, and this pursuit came through prayer. There was a cry to heaven. There was a pursuit of intercession, a pursuit of prayer, and they pursued the promise. Now think about that, guys, for a second. 400 years. Now, I'm just going to preach to myself. I'm going to preach myself happy today in this broadcast. And if you're in my amen corner, you can amen me or shout me down or say, woe is me, or whatever you want to do. Because I do believe that there's more than one person watching this broadcast that's going through this, been through this, or you're about to go into this. But when you talk about pursuing a promise, whether it's pursuing a new job adventure, whether it's pursuing a new location to move to, a new relationship, a new ministry, anything new, there's that excitement. But because you begin to talk about it, you begin to envision it, you begin to see it, you can taste it, you can feel the promise. But then what happens when it begins to be delayed? It begins to linger. You no longer, the new begins to wear off and reality begins to check in. Things are not as smooth as you thought they were going to be. Things are not going to go as transitional, expectant as you thought they were going to be. Pitfalls start taking place. Hardships start setting in. Setbacks begin to take place. Come on, somebody. And this is what happened to the children of Israel. It didn't come in a week. It didn't come in 3 days. It didn't come in 1 day. 400 years went by and there was nothing. Nothing took place. And then eventually Moses, we know Moses was raised up by the Lord and he was sent to them and he, through the hand of Moses, God delivered the people. But then we think, there's the breakthrough. There's the chains breaking. There is the deliverance. But then they had to walk through something what we call is the wilderness. And then this is when it really gets out. Because see, let me just testify for a moment. It was a little bit hard to getting out of one state, getting out of one house and moving to another. But let me tell you what happened. See, because we put our house up for sale, and even we had realtors tell us, this is a buyer's market. It's hot. They're turning over like this. You're going to sell that house with no trouble at all, no problem at all. It's going to sell quickly, and houses are just flying off the market, and they are. And we put our house up, and in 6 days, we had an offer. And then right before we was getting ready to close, the buyers backed out of it. Well, that was a setback. That was discouraging. That was disappointing. But we pulled ourselves back up. We put it back on the market. And then 2 days later, we had another full asking price on our house. It went all the way. I mean, we signed a contract, did all that. We got all the way to the end. And then these people backed out. Come on, we've never had this happen before. And then the discouragement set in a little bit deeper. The disappointment set in a little bit deeper. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the pursuit, pursue, press, and possess. So we had to choose to press on, press forward. So there was date set, there was mandates, there was appointments, there was schedules, pickups. We had everything set up. We could not back up. Come on. Have you ever went too far that you can't go back now? Have you ever stepped out in faith so much that you know that you ain't got nothing to go back to? You've already burned all the bridges behind you and you ain't got a bridge to cross over. You've already jumped out of the boat and there is no boat to swim back to. Come on. So we chose to press on and press forward. So we moved from the state of Indiana to the state of Georgia. Now, I'm here to say that our house is still on the market. We've got some very as of yesterday, we've got a very promising interest, and we're praying that it goes through over the 4th of July weekend. But here's the point. Everything was exciting when it was about to talk of it. Everything was exciting when we beheld the promise. We looked at it. We talked about it. We could taste of the promise. But then something happened from the pursuit to the pressing. So now we're in the pressing stage. Watch this. The children of Israel went out from Egypt and then they went into the wilderness. This is where they were led by Moses into the wilderness. And this is where things begin to get very interesting. In fact, the word wilderness in your Bible, at least in the New Testament understanding of the word wilderness, is defined as a tract or region that is uncultivated and uninhabited. Come on, it's something new, something you never embarked into. Secondary definition, an area essentially undisturbed by human activity. And then third, an empty or pathless area. Come on, has God ever spoken to you to embark into something that has been uncultivated, that has been uninhabited, that has been undisturbed? No one has embarked into this region. No one has really plowed into this location. No one has ever built a ministry here. No one has ever established a business there. No one ever gets married in this kind of condition. No one ever starts something here. No one ever sells a house in the middle of a coronavirus. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about a wilderness experience. So, in other words, the Lord many times will permit us or allow us to embark in or upon a region or assignment that is uninhabited, uncultivated, and has not been previously cultivated by others. It's, in other words, it's an assignment that is not going to be easy. Hello, amen, preach on. I'm gonna amen myself because I'm preaching to myself today. See, we would all love to just walk in a church. Come on, I'm talking to all the pastors listening today. You'd love to walk into a new church that already has 500 people burning for Jesus without any effort of prayer, no fasting, no intercession, no cultivating, no plowing, no sowing, no reaping. Everybody wants revival. No one wants to pay the price. No one wants to burn. Everybody would like to walk into a Forbes top three business. And you never had to sacrifice anything. You never had to put any hours in. You never had to go through 150 interviews until somebody actually acknowledged that you had the credentials to be able to do what God's called you to do. Come on, we would all like that. But you know, my wife and I were talking the other day, and every individual that's ever been successful in anything, whether it be a business, a ministry, a marriage, whatever the case is, when you study their life, they went through hardships. They went through failures. They went through setbacks. They went through hardships. They went through denials. But here's the thing that they had all in common. They all never gave up. They pursued and they pressed and then they possessed. But everyone's different. The timeline for you may be different for me. I don't know how long your pursuit is going to be until you possess your promise of what the Lord has given you. In Exodus 13, it's interesting. When you read about all this in the book of Exodus, then we get over here, and that's where I'm really kind of relating to here in Exodus. We see many things begin to take place, and it was during the pressing in, the pressing stage. During this pressing stage, you'll discover that the children of Israel begin to complain against the leadership. Fingers started pointing, the blame game started. Come on, somebody, I'm telling you, you start stepping out in the unknown, you start doing things, and things don't start happening the way that you thought they were going to do. Things don't start happening the way that you planned. And things begin to, all of a sudden you don't get any interest. All of a sudden you don't get any phone calls. All of a sudden you don't get any interviews. All of a sudden it seems like everything's going wrong. Here, the enemy will creep in. Come on, I can testify to this. The enemy will creep in and begin to tell you, you made the wrong choice. And it was you, and you begin to blame each other. Whose idea was this anyway? It was your idea. No, it was not my idea. It's your fault. No, it's my fault. So the blame game begins. And this is what happens in a church, by the way. All of a sudden, it's the worship team's fault. It's the pastor's fault. It's the location. It's the leadership. It's the building. It's the greeters. It's the structure of the church, the color of the church, et cetera. And it goes on and on and on. And we read about this in the book of Exodus. And what's interesting, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10, the Apostle Paul warns the church of Corinth that it says that when the people of Israel began to complain and murmur, it introduced serpents into the camp. Now, I don't know if you, in case you didn't know, serpents in the Bible represents Satan or demonic forces. So, man, I'm telling you, we're all bad about this. We're all guilty of this. I wish I could sit here and tell you I've never had an issue of complaining. I've never had an issue of murmuring. I would be lying and I would have to repent. But what I need to learn and understand is that, and remember, and have to call to remembrance. In fact, Paul said in 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians here, he says, these things became our examples. In other words, the stories in which we read about are not, these are not little bedtime stories or novels that we can read to make us excited. No, these are learning points. These are examples for us in our generation to learn from these things. So again, Murmuring, complaining opens the door for the enemy to come in and attack your mind, attack your heart, attack your spirit. How? Because he begins to plant seeds of discouragement, seeds of doubt, seeds of dissension, seeds of disappointment. And then all of a sudden, we become like the children of Israel, and we begin to wander. We begin to complain. Why did you? I knew we shouldn't have moved. Why did we do this? We should have stayed back. Come on, somebody. We should have stayed back where it was easy, where it was comfortable, where we didn't have to exercise our faith, where everything was predictable, where everything was routine and mundane. I know this is not for everybody, but this is somebody that is pioneering right now in the faith, in your walk. And something new. And it's, I know it's scary, it's frightening, but remember, I feel like the Lord's reminding myself and you that are watching today, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And you know what I had to do, guys? I had to continue. The Bible says, stir up yourself. And I had to remind myself, you know what? God brought me out of this, and God brought us through that, and God sought us through this, and God showed up right in time then, and he showed up right on time there, and he showed up right on time over there. And if he did it then, and if he did it over there, and if he did it back then and back when, he's going to do it again and again and again. Come on, somebody. So then it says, and the second thing is they begin to do, is not only did they complain, did complaining and murmuring begin to get produced, but then they begin to desire to fill themselves with other things. Oh, this is good right here. See, they became idolaters. Remember when Aaron went up, and Moses went up to Mount Sinai to get the commandments, and what did it say? It said Aaron began to create a golden calf. He took the rings and the earrings and the jewelry from the people of Israel that was gold. He melted it in the fire and he formed a golden calf. And Aaron formed this, and then Moses came down off of the mountain with the commandments. And he became angry. In fact, the Bible says he became so angry that he broke the commandments. And God became angry because of idolatry. So if we're not careful, we'll begin to take our eyes off of the Lord, take our eyes off the promises, take our eyes off of what God has done in the past. And what it does is make us susceptible to fill ourselves with other things to fill the void. I'm telling you guys, this is really something that I see happen a lot. Every transition that we've ever been in my family, it's you get so busy that the enemy will make sure that you stay busy and you get out of the word, get out of prayer, get out of this, get out of that. And eventually what happens? You begin to turn to other things to fill that void. All right. And then, and we talked about this a while ago, number three, we begin to look at the past and not the future. We begin to desire this. The children of Israel begin to desire the former things of Egypt. They begin to desire the leeks and the onions and the garlic and all these things. They begin to desire because they were not like, watch, they were pursuing and they were in the middle of the pressing. But because they could not behold the promise yet, they begin to rely on what they remembered, what they used to have. And I'm telling, nobody ever does. Listen, we don't start longing for things that we used to have unless we're dry in the now. Does that make sense? So in other words, listen, I've never been enticed to go back into sin unless I'm going through a hardship, unless I'm in a dry spell, unless I've not been in the word, unless I've not been in prayer, unless I'm in that state. That's the only time the enemy ever even tries to tempt me to, because listen, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're in prayer, you're in worship, you're in the word, everything's going good, you've got money in the bank, everything's working in your favor, you ain't going to have any desire to go back to Egypt. You're not going to have a desire to go back to the bar, go back to the club, go back to the alcohol, go back to the drugs, go back to the relationship that you came up. You're not going to desire that. But it's only through hardships. It's only in that wilderness state of pressing in when, and listen, I wanted to bring this out too. Remember when the children of Israel was going through the wilderness, what did they run into? They run into They got to a place called Marah, which is the bitter waters of Marah. And Marah means bitterness. See, that's what the enemy wants us to do, is when we're in this pressing stage, he wants us to become angry and bitter because of our circumstances not working out the way we want to. So we have to choose. Do we become bitter or do we become better? Lord, I don't understand why our house hasn't sold right now. No, don't do that, buddy. Our house has not sold right now. I don't know why it's fallen through twice. I don't know why this ain't working out. Why am I not getting the business that I'm believing for? Why is my applications being looked over? Why is the marriage falling apart when we knew that we were made for each other? Why is the church falling apart when we know that we were called to plant this church and et cetera and et cetera? That's when, listen, if we entertain that, we become bitter or we can become better. I want to get on to, let me just get to the end of this thing, because I don't want to take a lot of your time. I'm trying to, if you've not noticed, I've been trying to keep these about 20 minutes in length here. So number one, again, they begin to lust after other things. They become idolaters. The Bible says they committed sexual immorality. They begin to tempt the Lord. They murmured against the Lord and they complained against the Lord. But here's the good news, is you pursue, then you press, and then you possess. If we can get through this uncomfortable state, this in-between state between point A to point B, which is the wilderness, if we can get through that wilderness state and that transition, then we get to the promised land. But here's where we make a mistake, is when we get to the promised land, we begin to think that once we get there, we won't have any enemies. We won't have any pitfalls. We won't have any opposition. But that's not true, because remember, when the spies were sent out and they looked into the promised land, what did they see? They saw walled cities and they saw giants that were waiting for them. So we have to make up our mind. Are we going to be intimidated by what is there in the promised land, or are we going to back out? So the what I'm trying to say here is your adversity is not just in the pursuit and the press, but once you get the business, once you get the church, once you get married, once you relocate, once you possess your promise, that you're going to have to fight to keep the promise. Come on, somebody amen that right there. So I hope this has been encouraging to you today. I pray this has been a great blessing to you today. And I pray that you'll remember this. I hope it stirs you up like it stirred me up today, because I remember the Lord gave me this about 4 days ago, and I knew that I was going to have to deliver this message. So I want to pray for you guys. I want you to agree with me. Matthew 18:19 says, if any two shall agree in touching any one thing, it shall be done by the Father which is in heaven. We're all going to pray today that we all are not only going to pursue and press, but we're going to possess that thing that God has given us as a promise. Whether it's healing in our bodies, whether it's deliverance over a bondage or an addiction, whether it's a breakthrough in our marriage, whether it's a breakthrough in our finances, a breakthrough in our ministry, a breakthrough in our home sale. Maybe you're in the same boat as I am, and you're in a transition from one state to another, or whatever the case may be. I'm going to agree with you. Before we do that, I want you to make sure you guys keep up with our ministry, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can follow us there, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can go there, click on the main website. You're going to see a place you can subscribe. You can subscribe. Listen, you can go to the Apple Store, and you can go to the Android Store and download our free app. It's absolutely free. You can download that app. Again, it's free. You'll have the app and you can keep up with our podcasts, our YouTube channel, all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. If you're watching by Facebook Live, it's in the description under the title of this message. You guys on podcasts, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you can find our main website. And again, go to the Apple Store, go to the Android Store. You guys on YouTube, you're going to see all that information as well. And as always, we want to encourage you, if you'd like to sow into this ministry, a one-time gift, or if you'd like to become a monthly partner of this ministry. Again, I apologize. We are in a transitional period right now. We are still staying with some friends of ours. Again, this is the pursuit. We're in the we're in the pressing stage right now. We've moved from the pursuit to the pressing stage, but the promise is right over the horizon, and we're excited about it. And I know you guys understand that. So again, we don't have all of our equipment stuff that we could put, because usually we have scriptures put up and we have pictures and illustrations and stuff and so on and so forth. So we'll get that up in our microphone so the sound is a little bit clearer. So we're working on that. This thing is moving and progressing forward. So we know that you guys understand that. So let me pray for you guys. And before we do that, I want you guys to have an awesome weekend, 4th of July weekend. Be blessed, be safe, keep your family safe. And we'll be back on here next week to continue probably either Monday or Tuesday. And then we'll be back on Thursday or Friday with another prophetic message or a devotional message or both, whatever the Lord puts on our heart. So, Father, I thank you for every individual under the sound of my voice that are watching today, listening today by podcast or watching by YouTube. I pray, Lord, whatever position they're in, whatever stage they're in, whether they're in the pursuit, they're in the pressing in, or they're in the possessing of their promise, I'm asking that you give them supernatural grace, supernatural strength, supernatural favor and anointing to get through this process so that they can pursue, press, and possess the thing in which God has given them and promised them. Father, let us not grow weary in doing good, but Lord, let us, because we know that we shall reap if we faint not. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, we are taking possession of the very thing in which you said. Lord, you said all the promises of God are in him, yes and amen, and to those that believe. And we believe that you're the God who is faithful. You've never failed us, and you won't start failing us now. And I thank you, you're giving us victory over the walled cities, victory over the giants, victory over the serpents, victory over those Red Sea moments, victory over Pharaoh and his armies. We're going to get through the waters of Mara, and we're going to be better and not bitter. We choose today, Lord, to walk in the victory in which you've given us. And all God's people said amen and amen. God bless you guys. Have a safe and blessed 4th of July weekend, and we will be back on here next week. God bless.